I thought we were crisp in some areas, but it's the consistency that we want to keep challenging our guys with. We did cut practice back a little bit. It had nothing to do with the weather. We made the decision before just to limit some of the plays and the number of periods, just an attempt to start gaining our legs back, our freshness back, this time of the training camp. So it wasn't as many plays as it was in the past, but still we wanted to make sure that we were really crisp out there. Got a lot of work done, though, a lot of different situations. Again, compete against ourselves with a mixture of some of the Philadelphia stuff that we're going to see. We talked about the importance of taking care of their bodies of their bodies with the guys. This time of year, training camp, throughout the season, we figured this would be a good time to talk to our guys about that. It is that time where some nagging injuries come on. So we had a good meeting about that in the team meeting, and hopefully they'll take that advice. Other than that, I'll open up for questions. I will tell you about the injuries. We had Roy Miller, Maurice Jones, Drew, and Brad Meester had Veterans Day off. Reiser and Rackley both returned to practice. And then the guys that did not practice, Brandon Dieterich, Jordan Tomlin, Kevin Rutland, Mercedes Lewis, Luke Jokel, Isaiah Stanbeck, Jeremy Harris, Justin Forsett, Mark Asper, and obviously Blaine Gabbert.
What was Reisner's problem?
I think he was, we didn't know if he had the flu, or if he, so it was just a thing where he was a little nauseous.
You mentioned talking to the guys about injuries. Is it, don't be careless and push it?
Yeah, well, so much of it now, Ryan, is guys taking care of their bodies, getting in the cold tubs, foam rollers, all those things that we have available for them. And it's mostly our young guys who we're talking to. They've never been through it, to this degree. And, a lot of times these rookies or young guys, they may hit a wall in the middle of the season. It's because, they don't take care of their bodies early. So we use this time to kind of go through the process of that.
So Jokel put the pads on, go against Dedrick a little bit. Is that a big step?
Yeah, they both felt really, really good yesterday. We're taking today and just going through another set of routine for the return to play, and then we'll reevaluate them and hopefully maybe tomorrow.
So you're not ruling Luke out for Saturday night?
No.
Decision yet on the backup plan for Saturday? The backup quarterback plan?
Oh, no, we're going to do the rotations tonight. We'll do all that.
How important is this time, though, for Matt to get reps with the twos?
It's these guys got to take advantage of these opportunities. Not very often does your starting quarterback have an injury to where the second and thirds are going to get reps like they're going to. So he's got to be ready and prepared. It's one play away, and I think he's learning that now, and he's getting more reps in practice, and he'll get his opportunity in the game, and that's where he's got to, hopefully, all of his preparation and practice time will benefit us.
What'd you make of the two long kickoff returns the other night by them?
You know what? We were hoping to see returns. Mm-hmm. So many times in preseason, you kick it the back of the end zone, you don't get any, so we did. We were hoping to get a couple returns so we could take a look at our coverage, and there was some flaws. Really good teaching tape that we could utilize with our players. So, now hopefully this week we get it corrected and we get provided some opportunities for a return game again.
How wide open is that? You're looking for core guys there. They're going to be young guys. That can go all the way down to the wire?
It could. And with the addition of people that may be coming throughout the year, we're always looking to build our special teams. You'd like to have, six or seven core guys that can play at least all four special teams. And we're trying to develop guys to fulfill that role right now, but we're not there yet.
How difficult is it to game plan for Philadelphia and now what Chip Kelly is trying to run with their offense?
Well, it's similar to last week with the offense. We're practicing against ourselves. We know that there's some things that can provide pressure on a defense or an offense like it was last week. And now it's really vice versa this week. Now the defense is going through that. We're competing against ourselves. We're taking a portion of the time to look at Philly. But hopefully our preparation against the no-huddle against our offense helps us, and prepares us some for that.
Obviously you want to use that as an advantage on the offensive side, that up-tempo style. But what kind of stress and challenges for the guys up front to be in the condition to run your style, that up-tempo offense?
Offensively?
Yeah,
it is. I think Brad Meester said, it was great to be out there. He loved it. And he said, but the tempo is different now. He understood that. And, I think it's just getting our guys acclimated to that. And the more they do it, the more they get in game situations, the more they become accustomed to it.
You challenge them in the offseason?
Yes.
Did you tell them earlier that?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, and Milo, I mean, we got everybody involved and said, this is the tempo we want to play at. And I think our offseason kind of gave him a heads up that it was coming.
How much did you see Chip Kelly when you were out there in Seattle? Did you pay close attention to that?
You know what? He did come to our practice, I think, once or twice. So, and then the owners' meetings, I got a chance to visit with them.
But you didn't see Oregon play a lot or anything like that. So is it going to be a different, you think this will be a different style of tempo, his, the Philadelphia?
Yes, you know what, though? When I was in Seattle, we played New England. And Chip Kelly went out to New England and met with them. So incorporated a lot of the no huddle for them, I believe, without being there. But and when we played New England, it was one of the fastest tempos in the league last year. So we can, you know, think that it's going to be similar to it. Although I think in the preseason they're the fastest tempo team. And we're second, real close, like 0.8 seconds difference.
You get a feel for, as you mentioned after the game the other night, how the officials can kind of control the tempo sometimes?
They can. That's a good point. Yeah, they stand on the ball. You got to wait till they get behind the quarterback. So even though you'd like to go faster, there are some limitations because of that. But you can still put stress on a defense. You can definitely do that. So, you know, it's good. Our guys are learning, you know, throughout, even on the offensive side, that they have to wait till the official gets back. But that was the benefit of the NFL officials coming in for those 3 days like they did.
With Mercedes out, it looks like Rice will start again.
Yes, Mercedes is out. That's correct.
And
yeah,
it looks like he will be, right?
Yeah.
He's not practicing on Wednesday.
Yeah, we're going to be real cautious with him.
Mm-hmm. So, Rice, you're taking advantage of
watching Cecil practice the last 2 days, he goes a million miles.
I know.
And so, he just came back.
Right.
Do you talk to a player like that, or you just talk to the trainers and they say he's ready 100%?
No, it's a lot of communication. It's with our trainers, and then every night our trainers and Milo and Dave and I sit down, we discuss it, then we take it into us as a coaching staff, and then we speak specifically with the position coach. So everybody is fully aware, and then we talk to Cecil about it. So we might have a sheet that says if he normally gets 4 reps, he should only get 2 out of those 4. Or today he should get 3 out of 4. And then we just stay strict to it. And even though the toughest ones to monitor are the position coaches, because, you know, and coordinators, because they want him in there to get reps, to get a feel for it. And he'll go. If you don't stop him, he'll go. So, yeah, it's that delicate balance.
You figure Bryson's taking advantage of this opportunity? I mean,
yes, he has. He's growing on all of us, Vito. He's growing. And that started, you know, in OTAs. And then I think what happens is coaches begin to trust him. You know, you trust guys like that. And he's built trust in us of what he can do and how much he can add to the offense. So he's done a nice job with that role.
Did you talk to Ray Weaver today?
Yes, I did. For the first time.
Yeah.
It was great. You know, I've heard a lot about him, everything he's done in the community, plus, you know, really the foundation of this organization and bringing it to Jacksonville. So I've heard a lot about him and all really good things. So the opportunity to meet him today was a privilege.